Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. It's another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. Alongside me, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. And before I get to him, so much to talk about when you think about the action that's happened throughout the week and then obviously over the weekend. Thursday, it all began in the NFL. We had our first Thursday night game of the year. The weekend rolled in, and we had college football. We had a lot of upsets. We had Serena Williams at the U.S. Open in the final against Naomi Osaka, and we had fireworks. We had electricity. We had everything but a great match there in the final. Hopefully, the men can give us a better men's final. We'll get into what happened with Serena quite a bit here on the show, and obviously a lot of NFL talk to happen today because it is the first weekend of the NFL. Good morning to my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. After a late night pull it out victory by the Sun Devils over Michigan State, man. Hey, college football's here and it's week one of the NFL. You don't need to say anymore.
No, it's going to be a great show. We've got a ton to talk about. You can get at us in a variety of ways, people. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. That's dorfonsportsradio.com. But, Mike, before we get to the break, I'm just curious, did you happen to see the Serena Williams Naomi Osaka tennis match yesterday?
No, I didn't. I didn't see any of it.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
They've got first and 10 from the 28. Walker stands in, throws it deep. It's caught for the touchdown. Kobe Hamilton, the former Bengal at Paul Brown Stadium, scoring the biggest touchdown of the game.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. A lot to get into today, and I love looking at the Facebook Live feed because you and I obviously do some Facebook Live stuff when we're doing the program as well. And it does seem like a lot of people are definitely wanting to talk about the Serena Williams situation. And since we don't have our professor of sports, John Poulter, at this moment, we are going to talk a little bit about the incident that happened at the U.S. Open in the finals between the women, Naomi Osaka and Serena Williams, and the official, Carlos Ramos. Look, I'm one of those guys, Mike, that I have my issues here and there with officials or people when I'm playing tennis matches. I'm a big tennis player, as you know, and unfortunately, I've had altercations that have escalated further than what you saw with Serena Williams and Carlos Ramos, the chair umpire. And to me, what should have taken place is Carlos Ramos should have said, listen, be quiet, or let's move on. He should have tried to deflect from the situation, whereas I felt he was trying to bring it on and inspire more from Serena by his passive-aggressive type attitude with her. And again, you weren't watching the match. I'm telling you from my perspective how I saw it and what I felt was going on. And once again, Serena was already so frustrated. So any little thing was going to put her over the top, and what Carlos Ramos did put her over the top.
No, and that's what I'm hearing, and I have yet to see the video. I've yet to see the match if they're going to replay it on ESPN or you know stuff like that. But let me ask you this real quick.
Yeah. By the way, she was frustrated. By the way, we do have John Poulter, so we will go to him in just a moment. Go ahead, man.
But I was just going to say, you know, I'm taking it to mean when you say she was very frustrated, she was frustrated by her opponent's play, and that, yes, you know, she was playing lights out. Let me ask you just really quick before we get to John, the whole aspect of her being accused of being coached during the match. I saw something from Chris Everett Lloyd this morning. It says, in effect, it says something that rule needs to be changed because everybody coaches during the match. You know, is Chrissy onto something there, or is that, you know, is that just something else there?
Look, I am not going to say that her coach wasn't coaching, because he was, and he admitted it after the match that he was coaching. However, Serena has to be able to see his hand gestures first and foremost, and I don't necessarily know that she could have. And to be quite honest with you, at that point in the match, I don't think it mattered whether or not he was signaling to her and whether or not he was coaching her, because her mind was already gone. So, unfortunately, I don't think that Serena is a cheater, and I believe when she said, "I have never cheated," look, her coach may have been trying to give her some insight, but again, I don't think that it meant anything to Serena at that point in time, because her head was already so gone in that match. She had so much frustration that I don't think anybody would have been able to get through to her no matter what. So, yes, right, he was coaching. Yes, he admitted it. Serena said, no, I've never cheated. I'm not a cheater. And the truth is I believe her. So, again, it's very difficult to see what your coach is doing when he's across the whole court from you and he's pushing his hands around. Again, I know that he said he was coaching. I believe Serena was unable to see his coaching that he was trying to give her. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right, let's jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Good morning, John. Sorry it took us a couple of minutes to get you on the horn with us, but you're here now. We're glad to have you. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Well, can't complain. We're doing a little bit better than Serena Williams. Obviously, she struggled at the U.S. Open final, and I don't want to take anything away from Naomi Osaka, because she played a fantastic match, and she deserves all the credit and all the glory, and she deserved to win that match. But there's some good things going on in baseball right now, especially with the National League, where all of a sudden, the Arizona Diamondbacks are out of first place. The Colorado Rockies have it. The Dodgers are fighting for their life with the wild card. The Diamondbacks as well, fighting for their lives. My Milwaukee Brewers are hanging on to a 2.5-game lead. St. Louis is in that second spot. It's going to be a great race, and we're right down to it, John. There's just about 20 games or some odd left in the season. Who's going to pull this wild card race out?
Well, it's interesting because we look at the American League and the National League, and we got two totally different scenarios. And, you know, the American League is pretty much locked up, not only in terms of the five teams that are likely to qualify, but probably even the seeding order. So, yeah, to your point, the National League is where the excitement is. And a couple of really good division races, actually three if you want to count the Central, because the Cubs, although they have a lead and a relatively comfortable lead given the time of year we're at, that's by no means a fait accompli yet. So we've got potentially three division races in the National League, and we've got one, two, three, four, five teams fighting for those last two wild card spots. So five teams go forward. We've got eight suddenly sitting in there. And realistically, you know, once you get past Philadelphia, it's pretty sparse. Pittsburgh 7 games out, Washington 7.5. I think at this time of year, it's, and with the number of teams ahead of them, probably fairly safe to count those two out. But you look at Philadelphia, Arizona, the Dodgers, St. Louis, and Milwaukee, all in contention right now, 3.5 games covering those five teams. And Colorado, the Cubs, and Atlanta, who hold the division race winners at this particular point, none of them is home free yet. So we've got some really exciting baseball in the National League West over the next 2.5 weeks. And I was looking at the schedule this morning, and there's a ton of games between those eight contenders. So It's going to be one on the field. I don't think anybody's going to back into this. Other than Milwaukee, who only have three games left with the Cardinals, and Philadelphia, who only have three games left with the Rockies, everybody else has got 8, 9, 10, 11 games between those wild card contenders. So an awful lot of good, exciting baseball to come in the next 2.5 weeks, in my opinion.
Unfortunately, not the same situation in the American League as far as the wild card goes. Obviously, the Yankees with a 3.5-game lead, the Oakland Athletics in that second spot, and the Seattle Mariners have dropped off quite a bit. They're 7.5 games back, and the Rays 8 games back.
Even.
So you would have to say that this is pretty much a done deal in the American League, yes or no?
Oh, very definitely. As I said at the opening, I think we can pretty well say that those are the five teams that are going to contend. All that really needs to be finalized is the seeding order. And if I understand it correctly, the only seeds that we may have to look at as a potential are the second and third seed, which right now would be Cleveland and Houston. Houston, 89 wins, Cleveland, 81. So Cleveland's got a little bit of background there, backlog to make up there. I understand if they tie at the end of the season that Houston wins that tiebreaker because they won the season series between Houston and Cleveland. So it looks pretty much like it's going to be Boston 1, Houston 2, Cleveland 3, and then the Yankees and Oakland in the wild card game. And somebody with maybe 90 wins is going to be eliminated in the white wild card game.
John, hey, how you doing? This is Mike. You know, are we really headed towards an Astros Red Sox ALCS? You know, because that's just what I have in my mind. That's just what we're headed for. And,
yeah,
and if so, you know, who's going to win something like that?
Well, I think that's one of the big things that we're finding out this weekend, Mike, is it certainly looks like the Astros and the Red Sox will be the two teams that are there. And right now, with the Astros taking the first two of those three games in that series, it looks like the Astros are holding serve at the moment. So I think that's a big statement for the Astros, given how well the Red Sox have played all season. So I think it's important that Houston went into Boston, not only showed them they could compete, but showed them they could win and could win in Boston. So important series, I think, that's going to wrap up today.
Hey, John, do you have a few more minutes to share with us on the other side?
Sure do.
All right, good deal. We're going to continue this conversation with our professor of sports, John Poulter, on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Rizzo high in the air, deep to right. Back on it is Meadows. Gone! And the Pirates are going to argue that if the Cub fan reached over to make that play, Meadows certainly pressing his case, and Anthony Rizzo continues to crush the baseball here at PNC Park. Well, you know, the first look at it, I thought he reached over. This time, I'm thinking home run.
Yeah.
I'm thinking home run.
He's just standing there and puts his glove up.
How long will it be before MLB puts cameras up, you know, in the outfield, down?
It's a home run.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We are talking to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, and we talked to him about Major League Baseball. Sometimes we talked to him a little bit about NHL hockey, but obviously those guys are taking a little bit of a break right now, so it's all about baseball. John, let's get back into this. Who's the most dangerous team, in your humble opinion, when it comes to the playoffs?
Oh, great question. I guess you got to look at the Red Sox from the standpoint that they came out of the gate fast, and they've continued at pretty much the same pace. They've been on a pace to win 110, 111 games for most of the season, so they've been playing well, and they've been playing consistently, and they've been pressed by the Yankees, and I think that's helped them because they haven't become complacent, so they've been maintaining that sharp edge. But when you look at the talent on some of these teams, I don't think you can count out the Astros. The Astros have went through a bit of a slump, but have recently come back and started to play really well, and that sort of coincides with getting some of their better players back. Cleveland, I saw Cleveland play yesterday. I went to the Cleveland Blue Jay game yesterday afternoon, and Cleveland's a hard team to read because they've been playing in such a terrible division. They've won 81 games, and they've got a good lead, so they're certainly not in danger of missing the postseason. But I have to look at that team, and there are some gaps there. And I know part of it is the fact that the bullpen's a little weak with Andrew Miller not being around, but I understand he's ready to come back in the next few days. But that team does seem to have a few holes, and I don't know whether it's got the holes because they're just coasting or whether they've got true holes and they may be exposed in the playoffs. But I take a look at Carrasco and Kluber as a 1-2 or a 2-1 punch to start the postseason, and you can't count any team out that's got a 1-2 punch like those two guys, and we all know that in any short series, pitching is so dominant. So Cleveland may yet be heard from, but frankly, I think Houston and Boston, the strongest teams in the American League and the National League, it's pretty much all over the map because we've got these close division wild card races we discussed in the last segment. Any team could come out of the National League that gets hot the last week of the season, and it may come down to all of these games between the contenders. You look at Atlanta and Philadelphia as an example. There's three or three and a half games separating them at the moment, but they've got seven games left with each other, four in one city and three in the other, so that could turn around really quickly. We've got Milwaukee, St. Louis, and the Cubs all climbing all over each other. That could all well be decided about how those teams play within that division. And then out west, you've got that real barn burner between the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, and the Rockies. And again, that's going to come down to a lot of the games between the three of them. So I think the National League is going to be a heck of a lot more competitive, as it has been for most of the season. But in answer to the question, you got to look at Boston right now as being the strongest team on paper.
If Boston is the strongest team, who's the team in the National League that Boston doesn't want to play that matches up pretty good with Boston?
I'd probably go with the Cubs, Mike, and I know that's near and dear to your heart, but I say that from the standpoint that I think that the Cubs have got better balance, and they've had that pressure of playing in a division where they've had somebody pushing them for most of the season. They didn't start out really well. They started to play well, and when they started to play well, another team started to push them. They continued to play well, although they did lose two games in Washington yesterday, which kind of surprised me a little bit. But I got to think that with the experience that the Cubs have and the fact that they've been there recently, winning the World Series in 2016, and Joe Maddon have one of the best strategists and motivators in Major League Baseball in terms of a manager, I got to think if I'm the Red Sox, the team that I probably don't want to play is the Cubs. None of those teams in the National League would be any kind of an easy rollover for Boston, but I think probably the Cubs have got an easier path to their division crown, and therefore they should be able to set themselves up pitching-wise better for the postseason than the other teams do, because right now the Cubs would appear to be the team that doesn't have to worry about struggling to get in via the wild card route. So I think I'd look at it from the Cubs' standpoint that would be the best matchup if for them. And if I was Boston, probably the team that I wouldn't want to face, Mike.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. Sorry about that. I just had a little bit of a brain pause there on my part. Sorry about that. But he does join us each and every Sunday, and we're always live 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time, right before your NFL games, which are coming in hot. As we know, it's week one. Hey, John, let me ask you this, because the Atlanta Braves have been pretty steady all year long, and they've obviously pushed themselves a little bit ahead of the Phillies right now, and the Nationals, if you ask me, well, they're done, they're out of it, and they've been probably out of it for a couple of months, to be quite honest with you. Is there any way that a team like the Atlanta Braves, who haven't been there in a while, maybe even the Milwaukee Brewers, a team that would be a wild card, is there any way that a team like that can make some real noise come playoff time?
Very definitely. You know, I guess what we have to be concerned about, or what they have to be concerned about, is that their nerves don't get to them, because given the fact that those teams haven't been there in a little while, that would indicate that there's been a fair amount of turnover in those two teams. When you have a fair amount of turnover, and maybe more so with the Braves than the Brewers, when I talk about young turnover, the Brewers have been picking up guys that are seasoned veterans, guys like Gonzalez and Granderson and guys along those lines, that's going to help them from an experience standpoint. If I'm Atlanta, the thing that I think probably worries me a little bit more is that I've got a relatively rookie manager in Snitker, who hasn't been there before, and I've got a relatively young team where there's not a lot of experience on that team. I guess Markakis is experienced, but neither one of them has got any postseason experience to speak of. I think Atlanta, from a talent standpoint, is probably a better team than Milwaukee at this point, but certainly Milwaukee would pick it up in the experience standpoint. But I think any of those teams out of the National League can cause some damage, Andy, because I'm not going to say it's parity, but we've got a lot of teams that are very close. You know, you go 1 through 8, other than the Cubs, I think the Cubs and Milwaukee are the only two teams that have won 80 games so far. So that tells you how close that whole National League is. And again, I think we're looking at some pretty exciting baseball over the next 20 days.
You know, John, it's interesting because the Milwaukee Brewers, like you said, you mentioned the experience. Not only do they have experience with some of those players, but Craig Counsell. Talk a little bit about how the manager has such a big impact, especially come playoff time.
Well, I think with Counsell, they made the right choice. I mean, he was a guy that had worked in the front office. He wasn't a star player, but he did have his 15 minutes of fame when the Diamondbacks won the World Series. You know, he's he's a steady influence, and he came up through the farm system, certainly from a front office standpoint. He came up working with the farm system in Milwaukee, so he knew a lot of these guys before he got an opportunity to manage them. And while we've seen him go off on a couple of rants in the last little while over ball strike counts and interference plays and that kind of stuff, he's pretty much a steadying hand. So I think when you couple that with some of the veteran players that he's got, and I guess I add guys like Lorenzo Cain, although he wasn't a trade acquisition during the year, he does have World Series experience, of course, with the Kansas City Royals. He's been with the Brewers all season. Those are, and Gio Gonzalez, those are the types of guys that managers like Council look to for leadership. I think the Brewers have done a very good job in mixing talent by getting guys through trades, signing free agents, giving up prospects to get guys, and kind of Council's done an excellent job in molding all of that together in a team, in a division where there's two very high-profile teams in the Cubs and the Cardinals, both of whom have had their struggles this year but are now back in that race to make it a three-team race. So I think Council is extremely important from that standpoint, and he's, to me, he's a very steadying influence. I know you watch a lot more Brewer games than I do, so you're probably better to comment on this than I am, but he just strikes me as being a very even keel sort of manager, never gets too high, never gets too low, and I get the impression from watching the games that that the players have a tremendous amount of respect for him, and I think any time that you get to the postseason, teamwork is the big thing, and how your manager leads is a big item.
Yeah, I think he's one of those players, coaches or managers, if you will. John, I hear the music behind us. Means I got to let you run. Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking it down, and we'll be that much closer to playoff baseball, so we'll have a little clearer picture of what's going on, maybe, as to who will get to the wild card, at least in the National League, because that's a lot of intrigue and very exciting because it's close. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it on the other side. We're going to get into some football. It's Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved.
Walt has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Walt, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Terrence Williams in motion. Cashel looks one way, then the other. Hits Bryant on the run. And Bryant is inside the 35-yard line with the Eagles chasing him across the field for 56 yards.
Middled again, or are they going to do a little play-action pass? We'll see what the Redskins think's going to be.
It's the play-action. Jackson's going to keep it, and he will stroll it easily with a tumble for six. That's a touchdown with a flourish from the Louisville Cardinal.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson. My partner in crime, Andy Dorf, will be with us in just a moment. But, hey, it is week two of college football. It is week one for the NFL. And I know everybody's excited about the NFL season being upon us. I know that, you know, around my house, it's Pittsburgh all day long. So, you know, we are excited for the kickoff. And there's my buddy Andy. Andy, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, sorry about that, man. I have a new setup here, and I'm not going to lie. I'm learning my own new setup for what I'm trying to do when I broadcast to you guys. So it's just going to take me maybe until the end of the show today to totally have things figured out. But we do have a full docket of NFL action to talk about, Mike. As you know, and everybody else knows in the world, it's week one of the NFL. Steelers and Browns will be kicking off in just a little bit over an hour. Bengals and Colts, Titans and Dolphins will be going at it. The Niners and the Vikings. And that's an interesting matchup, week one. You know, you have Jimmy G, you've got Kirk Cousins going to the Minnesota Vikings. So an interesting matchup there right out of the gates. You have the Texans playing the Patriots. I think that that's another intriguing matchup. Obviously, Deshaun Watson, we know how electric that kid can be when he touches the field. And Tom Brady, we know what he's done for the past almost 20 years now. Buccaneers and Saints, that'll be interesting to see how the Buccaneers play without Jameis Winston. And I don't know if you heard about this, but allegedly they had taken down all of his pictures around the stadium. Did you hear anything about that?
I heard nothing about that. That's a little bit interesting.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're going to have to play a few games without him, so maybe they're just trying to set the tone and let people know exactly what's going on. But during the preseason, he absolutely played pretty well. So I'm expecting him to have a solid season when he gets back on the field. Jaguars play the Giants. This is an interesting game, too, week one out of the gates. You know, obviously, the Giants weren't that good last year, 3-13. They're one of those teams that I think could go from worst to first this year. However, we do know they have to get through the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Washington Redskins. So that division, I think, will be a lot better this season. The Jaguars, I mean, I think you, myself, other people are expecting them to be a playoff team once again this season and maybe even have enough to get them to the Super Bowl. So an early season matchup that could go a long way there. Bills play the Ravens, Chiefs have the Chargers, the Seahawks play the Broncos, the Redskins are here in town to play the Cardinals. We'll get into that in a little bit, which, by the way, David Johnson did sign a 3-year extension for $39 million with the Arizona Cardinals. I think that's a good move on both sides, Mike. How about you?
No, absolutely, that's a good move. They missed him dearly last year when he went down with that injury. So getting him back in the fold and getting him signed, you know, long-term for the Cardinals is nothing but a positive, buddy.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Cowboys play the Panthers, another intriguing matchup there at week one. Bears and Packers, oldest rivalry in football. They're going to be the Sunday night game. And then, as we all know, we get spoiled with Monday night football because we get two games. The Jets are playing the Lions. The Rams are playing the Raiders. I think that's another really good matchup. To be quite honest with you, Mike, a lot of really good early season matchups week one right out of the gate.
Yeah, right out the gate. And, you know, I'm interested to see how the Jets and Sam Darnold look when the real bullets are flying now. And is Sam Darnold going to be kind of – is he going to be scatterbrained back there? Is he going to be kind of Brett Favre-ish and trying to force some things and do some things? Or is he just going to, you know, kind of take what the defense gives him and kind of work his way into being, you know, the quarterback that the Jets expect him to be for them? I mean, they didn't take him at number three for no reason. So that'll be interesting. And can the Rams keep up the momentum that they built with their fantastic season last year? So that'll be interesting. And then, you know, hey, Chucky in Oakland, you know, getting rid of Khalil Mack, shipping him off to Chicago. You know, there's some questions about Gruden and just if, not necessarily if the game's passed him by, but, you know, his coaching style, is it still going to work with these guys? And then Detroit's always kind of an enigma to me, in terms of how they're going to do. I have no idea, how Detroit's going to do this year, but, you know, Monday night, hey, it's Monday night football and you can't complain.
Speaking of enigmas, man, I'm going to make this comparison. And, you know, you brought up Chucky, John Gruden, there in Oakland with the Raiders. You know what? I'm going to say that I believe in Chucky because thus far, what Herm Edwards, what I call the Herm Edwards project here at the Arizona State Sun Devil University, with what he's done early in this program, already having a signature victory over the Michigan State Spartans, who came into town ranked top 15 in the country. I'm going to say that when there's a will, there's a way. And truth be told, I don't think that the game has passed any of these guys up. John Gruden was basically a coach on the sidelines. That's exactly the same thing that Herm Edwards was when he was an analyst for ESPN. So I don't think you – here's my point. I don't think you lose the fight. I don't think you lose the desire. I don't think you lose the hunger to go out there and want to help young men become really good football players and maybe even better human beings. So it becomes a question of whether or not you can relate to those players. And you know what? Herm Edwards seems to be relating to the ASU Sun Devils, and I think John Gruden will relate just fine to those Oakland Raiders as well.
Yeah, I think you may be onto something there. And you know, there's just a lot of that kind of going around in terms of the coaching and the young coaches that we have in the NFL. Let me ask you this real quick, Dorf. Are you buying all this all these people that are just on the Cleveland train, that like they think like Cleveland's going to be the Rams of last year or something like that because of the talent they have? Or are you like me in terms of, you know, win a game first, win two games first, and show some consistency and just the ability to compete, and then maybe we can start talking about something going on in Cleveland?
I think you and I are on the same bus. I don't see the Cleveland Browns as being a team to fear for anybody, at least at this point. Let's see how they do with Pittsburgh right out of the gates. You know, it'll be interesting to see how Pittsburgh plays. You know, I mean, they've got their own set of issues that they're dealing with. You know, so at the end of the day, you're only as good as the next guy, the next man up. And they've got to go to that early in the season there in Pittsburgh. So, again, if you want to talk to us about what's going on in the NFL or anything that's going on in the sports world, get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. And, again, if you don't know, and if you haven't been listening to us for the past few years, We're here every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time, and it's right before the NFL action that's just about to get underway this week. As we know, it's week one in the NFL. And speaking of week one in the NFL, were you impressed with the Thursday night game, Atlanta Falcons and the Philadelphia Eagles, Mike?
Impressed? I don't think I would put that word with it. I mean, there's 27 penalties between the two teams, and it was fairly low scoring. But it was a close game. So, from that standpoint, a lot of people thought it was somewhat entertaining. But, man, it just looked like the two teams just weren't ready to go in week one with the amount of penalties that they had. It was extremely sloppy in terms of play. But, it's football, so people are going to tune in.
That's a good point because, the whole idea and the concept about preseason obviously is getting through without having some of your key players go down, right? And in most cases, let's be honest, Nick Foles looked pretty poor throughout the whole preseason, right? I'm sure that Matty Ryan barely played. I'm sure that Julio Jones barely played. With that being said, though, Julio Jones had a heck of a game, 10 catches, 169 yards. Nick Foles struggled for the most part. However, when crunch time came, he was able to make the big plays once again. And, I think that that's what you expect from a guy who was the MVP of the Super Bowl last season. You expect him to come up and show big when the money's on the table. So I think that this week one, maybe even the first month, to be quite honest with you, Mike, is kind of that time where you're watching football and don't read too much into it. And I know that other people think one game is the end of the world in the NFL. I'm sorry, but I don't feel the same way. I think the first month of the season is about getting through, getting your veterans to the point where they're ready to play every single down, because we know that, like I said, preseason, it's a lot about getting through without getting injured. So the reps aren't there for the guys yet, but about 4 weeks in, I think that's when you see the teams that are at their best, when they're starting to click on all cylinders, if you will. So I'm almost hesitant for about the first month to get too wrapped up over victories or losses. What say you, Mike Wilson?
No, I'm the same way, and our point was proved on that Thursday night game. So here's the thing. With the first month of the season, you just want to get out of the first month without any major injuries, and you want to come out being 2-2, 3-1. Even if you can go 4-0, great. But I mean, you just don't want to put yourself in a hole, either with injuries or with the amount of losses that it can occur during the first month. So if you can get out of this going 2-2 or better, you've set yourself up for the rest of the season.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there 100%. And there are some issues that I do want to address with you. And most notably, obviously, the Nike Just Do It ad campaign that came out. I know that it has caused a lot of controversy. I posted some things on my Facebook page, and people are so quick to react and say things without actually reading and really taking your post or what you write, your thought, your feelings into consideration, and they want to jump all over you. I have no problem with the message of what Nike is trying to do. I want to make that very clear to people. I hope people understand that. Do I feel that they could have used a different face or a different voice for this message? Absolutely. But with that being said, I don't have a problem that it is Colin Kaepernick either. So I want to make that very clear. I'm very happy with the message that Nike has come out and taken a stance on, because I think they're on the right side of history with this one, Mike. So there's a lot of controversy with that Just Do It Nike ad that Colin Kaepernick is the face of. How do you feel about it, real quickly?
I'm all in with Nike. I am totally on their side with this. So we can get to that on the other side, though. We can talk about that more.
All right, sounds good. Obviously, we can hear the music behind us. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to wrap up hour number one. Hour two will be on the horizon. And believe me, it's all football all the time here on Dorf on Sports when it comes to hour number two. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, my people. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We're going to put a cap on hour number one and then obviously come back with hour number two. But a lot to get into. Like we said, man, I just brought the Nike Just Do It campaign issue kind of to the table here. And obviously, we'd love to hear thoughts and opinions about that. However, I do think if you have a problem with the message, then there's some sort of a problem with you. If you don't like the messenger, I can deal with that and I can understand that. However, I think it's a message that needed to be said by somebody, and I don't think it necessarily matters who the message is coming from. You may not think that Colin Kaepernick was a great football player, But truth be told, he's fighting for something bigger, probably better than being a professional athlete, in my humble opinion. So we'll get into that a little bit more, Mike, if time permits, obviously. But I do want to talk to you a lot about the college football that we saw over the weekend, the upsets. And then obviously we'll have to get into and dissect some of the action that's going to happen in the NFL on Sunday. So hour number one is in the books, Mike. We'll be talking about everything that's going on in the sports world once again in hour number two. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And again, like I said, you can always check out the website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Mike. Buckle up, brother, because hour number two is just around the corner. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Pull up on a trigger, get with your body, wiggle that thing, yo. Take a chance, move that body, break it all down, let's have a party. You can jump when the beat gets rough, dance.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News Sunday he's disappointed that former President Barack Obama is back on the campaign trail criticizing President Donald Trump.
The truth is the American people in 2016 rejected the policy and direction of Barack Obama when they elected President Donald Trump.
Obama, campaigning at the Anaheim Convention Center, says Democrats can make a change in this year's elections.
We have the chance to flip the House of Representatives and make sure the real checks and balances in Washington. And I cannot tell you, all across the country, you can feel the energy. You can feel people saying, oh, enough is enough.
Obama told the crowd in Orange County people feel unsettled, scared, and worry about their children's future. Following a fiery appearance in his home state of Illinois, Obama avoided direct jabs at Donald Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Another 200 homes were evacuated in Northern California because of the Snell Fire. It's burned through 1,700 acres. Don Thigpen and his wife left their home in the Berryessa Estates neighborhood. He says evacuations have become common.
You've lived in this community for 24 years, and just in a matter of minutes, things could go.
Fire crews moved in quickly Saturday night to attack the flames from the ground and air. A vigil is held at Dallas West Church of Christ for Botham Jean, killed in his own apartment when a neighbor, a Dallas police officer, entered his apartment by mistake and fatally shot him. Church brother Emery T. says Jean was a member of the choir and he'll be missed.
Yes, his family have been impacted. So have I. So have you. You've been impacted. It has caused you to say, what is this world coming to?
The Texas Rangers have postponed seeking a warrant on manslaughter charges for Officer Amber Geiger until more information is available. Geiger had just gotten off duty and was in full uniform when the shooting took place. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Donald Trump is still angry about the anonymous New York Times editorial that criticized his leadership. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
The White House is still looking to find out which administration official wrote the op-ed. The president says the Justice Department should investigate who wrote the editorial, and he doesn't think the piece was written by a top official of his.
Eventually, we're going to find the person. Now, I can say at a high level, it's not going to be. You're not going to find it. In fact, all of our top people have come out with letters saying this is disgraceful.
Also, Vice President Mike Pence is now speaking up, and he agrees with the president.
It seems to me to be just an obvious attempt to distract attention from this booming economy and President Trump's record of success.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Operation Ocean Cleanup is underway off the California coast. The Dutch company that created the technology to clean up plastic floating in the ocean chose the San Francisco Bay for the launch. Lanneke Hollernoek is the Ocean Cleanup Chief Executive.
We love the marine life, so we want to save them from the harmful plastic which is out there. So all of the design that we've done is with that in mind. We don't want to harm, we want to save them.
She believes they can collect 80,000 tons of plastic rubbish floating between California and Hawaii within a five-year period. They'll conduct a two-week trial before heading toward the Great Pacific Garbage Patch to start.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson, getting you through another episode of the radio show. And believe me, there's a lot to get into, people, from the action that we saw on Thursday night in the NFL through the college football action on Saturday, and then obviously the fireworks and the unthinkable as to, at least in my humble opinion, as to what happened there in the finals of the women's match of the U.S. Open. And then obviously still looking forward to the men's final. And then obviously a very good day of NFL football. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Yeah, there's a lot of good college football yesterday, especially in Phoenix, or in Tempe, I should say, with the number 15 Michigan State Spartans going down to Arizona State. But we will get into all of that, I'm sure, this hour, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Just a lot to get into yesterday in the college ranks, as Mike is talking to. Some upsets to talk about. And you know what? Some of the big boys absolutely flexing their muscles as well, too. So we'll get into it. A ton to get into, people. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
And Dalton will throw on first down. Has some time. Gonna let it fly. He's going deep for Ross. He's got it. Makes the catch. Looking for room. Ross sneaks in. First play. Touchdown for the Bengals.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. Get at us, people. Let's talk about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. You know what, Mike? Let's run through once again those games that are going to be happening today in the NFL. As we know, week one is here. Thursday night has come and gone. The Philadelphia Eagles beat the Atlanta Falcons. I believe that score was 18-12. The Steelers have the Browns. The Bengals have the Colts. That's an interesting matchup, too, to be honest with you. You know, Andy Dalton and all of his struggles. And then, honestly, Andrew Luck. I mean, think about it. That guy's been injured his whole career. So would really like to see The Colts have a better season, to be honest with you, Mike. Titans play the Dolphins. Will the Titans be able to repeat their pretty solid season from last year? That's a big question there. 49ers, Vikings, as we alluded to earlier, Jimmy G and Kirk Cousins going at it. That'll be interesting. Texans and Patriots, obviously Tom Brady. We know how great that guy is. Deshaun Watson coming back from his injury. That'll be exciting to see. Buccaneers, Saints. We'll see how that all goes, because the Saints, to me, I think are going to be a good football team. Jaguars, Giants will be going at it too. Another interesting matchup. Jaguars are really good. Will they be able to have the same type of season that they had last year? And can the Giants rebound from a really bad season of 3-13? Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, Chargers, Seahawks, Broncos, right here in our backyard. Redskins coming to town to play the Cardinals. And believe me, David Johnson, he's going to be very excited to play after that contract extension, 3 years, $39 million. Cowboys, Panthers, Bears, and Packers is the Sunday night game. And then, again, we get spoiled with two Monday nighters. The Jets play the Lions. The Rams play the Raiders. Mike, it's here, brother. I don't know what else to say, man, besides it's here, man. I am fired up, if you can't tell.
I am fired up as well, man. I mean, it's just football's back. The dog days of summer are in the rearview mirror. I mean, we can look forward to some great ball, hopefully. And you bring up, you know, Andrew Luck. I've always been a big Andrew Luck fan. And, you know, this morning I see the thing where he admits to, you know, getting his being injured by snowboarding. You know, people will want to make a big deal out of that. I mean, it's the off season. It's his own time. Stuff happens. Just let the guy throw the ball and all your worries will go away. If I know Andrew Luck. I mean, it's great. Deshaun Watson, JJ Watt are back for Houston. Let's see how they do there. And then, hey, your boys tonight, man. Green Bay, how are they going to contain Khalil Mack? I found it funny during the week that people were like, well, is Khalil Mack going to play in the first game? I'm like, are you kidding me? He's arguably the first or second best defensive player in the entire league. He's going to play. All they have to tell him is go get the quarterback. That's all you got to tell that guy, and he's going to go do it. So, an exciting week one, and I think the Cardinals need to get off to with a resounding win today. But, you know, we'll see. You know, that's why you play the game, right? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mike, by the way, your fans on Facebook Live that are watching me are wondering where you're at, and I let them know that you had some technical difficulties with your – with our split screen, so therefore Mike is just he's here. Believe me, everybody, Mike is here. His thoughts and opinions are definitely being heard by me, and I will do my best to relate what he's saying to you as I can through texting on my Facebook Live feed. But Mike is here. We're both here. Just had a little technical issue with his split screen with me today on the program. But call us. Talk to us. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit Mike up on Twitter, by the way. It's Pigskin Opinion for him. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. And always check out the website. Mike writes some really good articles on my website. No joke. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hits all the different topics, too, whether it's high school, college, NFL, NBA. Mike hits it in every single direction. So check out the website. Some really, really good stuff that Mike has thrown up there as of late. But, you know, Mike, I got a good question for you, at least in my humble opinion. It's a good question. What quarterback, in your humble opinion, in the NFL has the most to prove this year?
Boy, that is a good question. You know, you got Jimmy G. You know, he still has to give us a larger sample size there.
Yes.
You got Andrew Luck coming off injury. I mean, there's a bunch you could make an argument about. Eli Manning has something to prove. He has weapons around him now. He has what we think is a fantastic running back in Saquon Barkley now to help him out. That's a very good question. Let me flip it back on you. Like, who do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think Aaron Rodgers has a ton to prove. Obviously, he just got paid all that big money. You know, he's a guy that the Packers go as far as he can lead them, and he's got to stay healthy for the Green Bay Packers to have a shot. And, you know, this stuff hits me a little harder than most people. As you know, I'm born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. I've been a Green Bay Packer fan my whole life, and the past 25 years, we have been blessed with two of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play this game, and all you have is two rings to show for it. I'm disappointed, yeah. And I think that they have underachieved to a big degree. And, you know, you can blame it on injuries. You can blame it on coaching, Mike McCarthy. Some people don't like him. You can blame it on Ted Thompson not going out and making enough moves. There's a bunch of different excuses that you can use, Mike. I guess that's my point. But the truth of the matter is at the end of the day, two titles with the two of the best quarterbacks ever play the game in the past 25 years, in my humble opinion, that's underachieving big time. So he's my number one guy as far as who I think has the most to prove because, again, of all the things I said. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what about Kirk Cousins, man? I mean, he took all that money. And, you know, to me, if it ain't the Super Bowl for Minnesota, then you can look at it as a failure. What say you?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, if you're the Minnesota Vikings and you went out and Case Keenum had what we call a pretty magical season, I think. And, you know, I don't think it was expected for him to obviously put up the numbers that he did and play as well as he did. But with that being said, where did they get to? They got to the NFC Championship game, Mike. So, yes, it makes sense to me to think that the only way that the Minnesota Vikings better themselves is to make it to the Super Bowl. So I think Kirk Cousins has a lot of pressure on him to deliver. Will he be able to do that when he has never been able to do it in the past? I think that's asking a lot of a guy, I'll be honest with you. So I think that failure seems to be more of the thing that could happen for him and a bunch of other guys. You mentioned Jimmy G, and I don't think he has pressure necessarily. I think everybody's expecting greatness. So if he winds up failing to a certain degree, does that mean that Jimmy G failed? No, it means that our expectations at this point in his career might have been a little too high, at least in my opinion. You know, I think that there's other guys that have things to prove as well. I mean, you know, Derek Carr coming back from his injury, the Raiders, new coach with John Gruden. There's so many storylines going into this NFL season, Mike. I mean, honestly, from week to week, we are absolutely never going to be at a loss for things to talk about. There's so many different things to dissect. David Johnson coming back from injury for the Arizona Cardinals, you know, I mean, like you alluded to earlier in the program, 15 games or 15 and a half games, whatever it is, without that guy, and they're a different team. Him back on the field has such a great impact on guys like Larry Fitzgerald and some of the other wide receivers and Navy SEALs Jones, and I'm making the little Navy part up, but the point is that there are so many different storylines. There are so many guys that were out of the league last year that are impact players, you know? I mean, again, Andrew Luck injured, Deshaun Watson injured, Aaron Rodgers injured, Derek Carr, the list goes on, brother. So many stories to get into and so many different storylines this NFL season. All right, man, I'm going crazy. I know it. I got to take a break. We're going to do it. Believe me, just so many thoughts in my head. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Man-to-man coverage again. Third and short. Sorry, now picked off. Nate Orchard down the sideline. And it is 23-0 Cleveland.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Man, oh, man. It's interesting, Mike, the amount of comments that I'm getting about the Serena Williams situation that happened at the U.S. Open. And it's amazing to me that people are definitely going at her and thinking that she's a sore loser, she's a poor sport, this, that, and the other. I want to make this very clear. I find it somewhat insulting to my intelligence when people don't understand what I'm trying to explain. Okay, let me explain the situation. You're playing for $3.8 million. You're playing in front of millions and millions of people on TV, in that stadium, not millions there, but thousands there, and then obviously the millions at home and all over the country watching this tennis match. And look, even though Serena does it like every single year and she makes tons of major finals, it's something that doesn't really happen in people's lives that often. There's 128 people on the whole freaking world that get an opportunity to play in these major events. So you have four cracks at 128 spots out of everybody in the world that plays this game. Okay, this is something that is not given to you. You earn this. And for Serena to go out there and implode the way that she did, that was not her idea, people. That is not what she wanted to have happen. She went out there with the intention of winning a tennis match. She was getting bullied around the court, so she was absolutely frustrated beyond all belief already. So when the chair umpire chose to become part of the entertainment and make himself part of the action is when Serena completely lost it. And to be quite honest with you, I have no problem with the way that she handled it. Could she have handled it better? Absolutely. Could the chair umpire have handled it better? Absolutely. Were they both wrong? Absolutely. Did she deserve to get a game penalty? No. Did she deserve to get a point penalty? No. Did she deserve to be ridiculed and belittled out there on the tennis court by the chair umpire when he accused her of cheating with her coach in the stands? No, absolutely not. To my point, the bottom line is this. When any official, referee, umpire decides that they are bigger than the action that they're watching or they're calling and they become part of the entertainment, it is never a good thing. End of story. I don't care how you see it. The bottom line is an official, an umpire, a referee should never get involved to the magnitude that that chair umpire decided to get involved in that match. Sorry to rant so long, but it's amazing the backlash that Serena's getting. And it's amazing that I hear people say, well, sports guys always take the side of the athlete, even if they're wrong. I don't feel she's wrong. You may feel she's wrong. And you know what? That's the beauty of sports. That's the beauty of the world in which we live. We can agree to disagree. All right. That's enough of my rant. Let's head out to the phones and let's hook up with none other than Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, you got the Dorf Man. You've got Mike Wilson. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's on your mind, my friend?
Good football sports weekend, my brothers. Where were you last week?
I agree.
I was beginning the Mitch in Santa Monica College Football World Tour. We were partying on Pebion. We were dancing on Durant. At the Cal UNC game. But boy, oh boy, yesterday, Mitch in Santa Monica college football trifecta. K's, Badgers, Cal Bears. I'm telling you, man, it was a great day. But you know what? That's not what I'm thinking about today. I'm thinking about a couple things. Number one, do you think the NCAA is going to do, and the poll is actually going to do, to Clemson what they did to Wisconsin last week? I mean, Wisconsin wins, unconvincingly, but wins, and they drop a spot. Now, Clemson takes it to basically almost overtime, has a chance to go to overtime, maybe even lose. Are they going to drop them? We don't know, because you know why? All they care about is the ACC and the SEC, and the rest of college football is Pop Warner. I mean, just ask USC. My goodness gracious. But you know what?
Hey, Mike. Mitch. Let me interject really quickly, because going to play Texas A&M on the road in that hostile environment. That's a tough road game, and I understand your point. Wisconsin beat, I believe it was Western Kentucky, 34-3 or something like that. And truth be told, I'm more impressed. And again, I'm a Wisconsin fan. You know me, brother. I'm from the great state of Wisconsin. I'm more impressed with the fact that Clemson has a target on their back. They're number two in the nation, and they are able to go into Texas A&M and pull out a game like that. So I hear what you're saying, and they didn't score any points in the fourth quarter. Texas A&M made a late push, but the truth is to me, it's more impressive anytime you can win on the road than when you win at home. And I think that makes sense. When you're going on the road, there's a big target on your back. When you're at home, you slept in your own bed. You got all your fans, especially there for the fans at Wisconsin at Camp Randall. So the bottom line, man, I'm more impressed with the Clemson win than I am with the Wisconsin win. And I watched that game. I wasn't impressed.
I think you're also snowed by the mystique of what Texas A&M was. They're unranked right now, Andy. Come on now. They're nothing. Show them, get in the rankings, and then prove to me. If you're not ranked, you're basically everyone else. I mean, come on now. This is Clemson. It should have been destruction. I don't care. Home, on the road, and neutral field. You're number two. Prove you're number two. You got to put Georgia up there. But, you know, let's move on to today is a celebration. I mean, today is a new year. I mean, today is the day, although we just had that piece of garbage on Thursday night, we start the NFL season. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, that was a preseason game if we ever saw it. Was that the worst 30 minutes of football to begin that first half? And by the way, Philly fan, I mean, my God, booing your team after the first half? I mean, it took you 30 minutes after booing your first and one and only world championship team to boo them? I mean, my God, do you want to know the reason there is a Philly fan in the world, Andy? Do you want to know the reason why there's a Philly fan? The reason why is to make Raider fan look somewhat competent. That's the only reason why there's a Philly fan. I mean, my goodness gracious. These guys are, like, ridiculous. But anyway, you know, it's the new year. It's Rosh Hashanah. Lashana Tova. Andy, can you give me a tequila?
Tequila, brother. Go ahead, man.
I mean,
shout
out so much to everybody out there. Happy New Year. Happy beginning to the NFL year. I mean, this is going to be fantastic. I cannot wait. I mean, I don't know. What are you having at your table tonight? Brisket? I know what we're having. We're having brats. I mean, Packers, Bears, and Rosh Hashanah? You got to have brats in the blanket. Please.
Absolutely, man. So, let me get your thoughts. Hey, let me get your thoughts real quickly, because I asked Mike this earlier, and there's so many different directions that you can go. What quarterback, in your humble opinion, has the most to prove this season?
The most to prove? I'd say Nick Foles is up there.
Well, Nick Foles isn't going to be the starter after week four, so.
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's why he has the most to prove. He has the most to prove in 4 weeks to keep his job, to be the Super Bowl MVP, to be the Super Bowl winning quarterback and not be the starter the next year. He has the most to prove of any quarterback, I think, maybe in history.
Because you're saying, hold on. Let me get this straight. And Mike, you can chime in here anytime. You're saying that you think if Nick Foles goes 4-0, from basically what I'm hearing, if Nick Foles goes 4-0 for the Philadelphia Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles have a real tough decision to make, and you would think that he's the starter and that Carson Wentz is going to sit on the bench?
Just talk Tom Brady. You do not pull a winning quarterback. How did Tom Brady get his gig?
Wow, man!
How did Brett Favre get his gig? You know, if you're winning, you're not pulling, and if you're pulling, you're a fool. But you know what? They're Philly fans. They're fools. Remember, the only reason there's a Philly fan is to make Raider fan look somewhat competent.
What's your ceiling? What's your ceiling for the Green Bay Packers this year?
My feeling is complete Green Bay Packer myopia. I think we're going to win every game, and we're going to win the Super Bowl. I love the Green Bay Packers. I think, you know, I mean, come on now. I mean, truth be told, I can give you stats. I can start rattle off things. But you know what? I'm a diehard Packer fan. I am completely concerned about our offensive line, even though they are supposedly built like a brick outhouse. Our defense is susceptible, but we, you know, we did some nice drafting. We'll see what happens. And I'm really looking forward to see Aaron Rodgers. I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers has something to prove.
Yeah, I agree, man, big time. Hey, Mitch, I'm up against it. This is a hard break. I can't, I don't have any room to fudge here. So appreciate your call, man. Hit me up on the NFL Rewind tonight, man, on Sports Overnight America. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be back, and we're going to get into the NFL action. We're going to make our previews and our picks. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3.
3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let the sportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262.
Absolutely free.
Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper.
He's the professional the professionals turn to.
It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now, 800-220-6262.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. A lot to get into. Not enough time to do it ever, to be quite honest with you. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Give us a call. Talk to us. Love hearing from Mitch in Santa Monica, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. Guys like Mike write really good articles. You do want to check them out. And Mike, I just want to touch on a couple of things that Mitch said. And most notably, I think that what he fails to understand about Wisconsin and the reason that they move down slots is because of strength of schedule. And when you're playing the teams like Western Kentucky or even New Mexico, I think you have to beat them really decisively. And when you look at what Auburn did, 63-9, I know they're playing Alabama State, but the bottom line is, it shows you that they can put up points. Ohio State, right. 52-3. You know, you have Georgia going on the road in a hostile environment and winning 41-17 over South Carolina. I know Clemson was close, and you're going to have some close calls, but I do think Texas A&M, unlike Mitch, I do think it's still a tough place to play. Alabama wins 57-7. I think you get my point, and I think you catch what I'm trying to say. You do. It's unfortunate, but you get points for style points, for winning big. That comes into play, and when you don't beat the likes of a Western Kentucky, something like 57-3, then you lose a little bit of respect from those people around the country. Yes or no?
Oh, yeah, you absolutely do. So, you know, and you're exactly right with the style points, you know, and people talk about the style points coming into college football towards the end of the season. But there, you can certainly make the argument that style points matter in these non-conference games when you're when you're playing the Western Kentuckys, when you're playing the New Mexicos, or, you know, those kind of things. So it is what it is. I really wish there wasn't any non-conference games. I wish everybody would just play everybody in their conference and have at it like that. But, he was talking about Wisconsin and they win, but they move down in the rankings. They won. It's only week one, so relax a little bit. But, two, Michigan State, you know, they struggled with Utah State in their first game of the year. And they started at number 11. They slid to number 15. So, you know, once again, you know, you talk about, you know, winning with style points, and you get it for winning big over these smaller schools. And when you don't, people look at that and the loss of respect, or maybe just the thought of maybe these guys aren't as good as we originally thought kind of deal creeps into the mindset of some of these people that vote, you know, on the rankings. So, you know, I don't think it's necessarily just a Wisconsin thing. I just think in general, if you do win and you don't win big over a Little Sisters of the Poor school, you know, you're going to slide a little bit, but you're not going to slide out of, you know, total contention in your division or in your conference or in the playoff or, you know, whatever your goals are. So, you know, let's relax and let's kind of get to the middle of October and see where everybody's at.
All right, so let's run through the NFL schedule today. We'll make our picks and our previews of all these games. Steelers at the Browns. Let's attack that one first. Like I said, Steelers dealing with their own adversity with Le'Veon Bell. The Browns, a lot of hope, a lot of promise. Big Ben, Antonio Brown. I still think that they'll figure out a way to get it done against the Cleveland Browns, but I do think it's close, man. I think you're looking at a field goal game, maybe a touchdown at the very most, but I'm thinking something like 28-24, 28-21, something along those lines, and the Steelers pull it out. How about you?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, when you miss a Le'Veon Bell, I mean, you're missing a main cog in your whole offensive scheme. So we'll see how James Conner does. You know, the running back out of Pittsburgh, who overcame cancer, and that whole kind of story that goes with him. But, you know, I still think Pittsburgh just has way – they just have better talent than Cleveland at this point. And it'll be interesting to see if Baker Mayfield, Heisman Trophy winner, gets a little bit of playing time today. But Pittsburgh wins this by, like you said, 3 points, 7 points, somewhere in there.
Well, if it's close, I think Tyrod Taylor definitely plays the whole game. Bengals, absolutely. Colts, the battle of the two Andys, man. When you think about it, you got Andy Dalton, you got Andrew Luck. I like Andrew Luck at home. I think it's going to be interesting to see how his accuracy is, how he plays, getting his real first contact in quite some time. But I like the Colts at home. I think they squeak it out over the Bengals, man.
So do I. It'll be interesting to see how Indianapolis plays Andrew Luck. You know, I really think the ball is going to get out of his hand real quick. I think he's going to check down a lot these first few weeks until he gets totally comfortable back there and being rushed and put under pressure and the whole thing. But for today, I think the Colts win by a field goal, 7 points, something like that.
Titans and Dolphins, okay, and I might surprise you here. I think the Dolphins are one of the best teams in September. Like, if you look at the history of the NFL and what their record is at the end of September, they're usually 3-1 or 4-0, and then all of a sudden they fall in the tank. I'm not sold on the Titans either. I think Mariota, we'll see how he comes back from, you know, making the playoffs, and we'll see if, you know, they can play like they did last year and have another great run to make the playoffs. So I'm taking the Dolphins at home in week one against the Titans, man. How about you?
Yeah, that was funny. When I was looking at the schedule, I'm like, you know, and I grew up being a Dolphins fan. I still am a Dolphins fan. I'm a little disgusted with Tannehill, but, you know, I do think they are one of the best teams early in the season, and then the wheels fall off the train. But I can see the Dolphins winning today by a touchdown. I can see Tennessee winning today by a touchdown. So, I mean, it's for me, it's kind of a pick 'em game, and whoever gets the better quarterback play.
Well, that it'll be tough to say. I think the Dolphins play well early on, and then all of a sudden they collapse. Niners, Vikings, right. Again, this is an interesting matchup. Jimmy G and Kirk Cousins going at it. First test for them on the road. Vikings have a solid defense, as we all know. Minnesota's about a touchdown favorite. I'm going to say that I think Minnesota wins, but I think this is an entertaining game too, and it'll be interesting to see how the 49ers backfield responds. Obviously losing that kid with his ACL tear, going to be tough. So a little bit more on the shoulders of Jimmy G, if you ask me, but I like the Vikings, but I think it's a good game.
I like the Vikings as well, too. Vikings are just tough in the dome, man. You know that. I mean, you're NFC North fan, so, I mean, they'll be tough. And losing that kid for San Francisco, like you said, that's a big loss for Jimmy G and to take the pressure off of him a little bit. So, you know, Minnesota, I think Minnesota kind of wins big at home.
Texans and Patriots. You got the return of Deshaun Watson, and obviously Tom Brady back one more year. There's a guy that can get away from defenses. It's definitely Deshaun Watson. I'm interested to see how mobile he is. I'm interested to see how much he tries to get out and run. Again, another guy with something to prove coming back from injury. I think this is a great game, but I'm going to go with New England winning at home. But I could be wrong on this because, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Patriots are one of those teams that you can kind of get early in the season. They get better as the season goes on. So first month definitely would be the time that I think that if they're going to struggle, that's it. And the Texans are a good football team. I think this is a good game, man. I really do. But I think that the Patriots squeak it out.
Yeah, no, if I can just say ditto again with you, you are right that if you're going to get New England, get a win against them, you get it early in the year, because once the temperatures drop and Brady kind of gets adjusted for the season, they're almost impossible to beat. But I'm interested to see how J.J. Watt plays coming back from injury.
Yeah.
And like you said, just how mobile Watson is.
Buccaneers and Saints, I don't think there's much really to talk about. The Saints are going to be tough to beat at the Mercedes-Benz and the Superdome there in New Orleans. I think they're going to win pretty big, to be honest with you.
This is a blowout. Like this, this is done 5 minutes in. Yeah.
Jaguars and Giants, man. I think this is a great game. I think the Jaguars' defense might be a little too much this early in the season. Usually, defenses are ahead of offenses, so I'm going to say they get the win on the road. The Jaguars over the Giants.
Yeah, and you and I were talking about which quarterback has a lot to prove. Well, sign me up for Blake Bortles. He played really well last year. Got a brand new contract as well. So he has a lot to live up to.
Good call on that. Bills and Ravens. I like the Ravens here, man. I think that they're a team that is probably better than a lot of people expect. And for some weird reason, they seem to be a team that poses problems for a lot of teams. I like the Ravens to win this one too.
I think the Ravens win this in a blowout. I really do.
Chiefs and Chargers, man. This is a tight one. This is the beginning of Patrick Mahomes there in Kansas City, and then obviously Phillip Rivers, the crafty veteran. I'm gonna go with the Chargers in a tight one.
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs. I trust Andy Reid a lot in what he's done with quarterbacks over the years, and I think Mahomes is starting a career that could be a very lucrative one and a successful one for him.
Seahawks and Broncos. I think this is another good football game, man. Russell Wilson, Case Keenum going at it. It should be interesting to see who can pull this one off. I'm going to go with the home team, the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the home team as well. Seattle has offensive line problems. You got Russell Wilson having to run for his life the last few years. And then you got to look at Case Keenum. Was he a one-hit wonder, one-year wonder kind of thing? But it's just it's tough to win at Mile High. I mean, or whatever they call it now in Desco Field or whatever. But I'm going to go with the home team.
Well, it's what it is called, by the way, is Broncos Stadium at Mile High or something along those lines. Anyways, Redskins and Cardinals going at right here locally in our backyard. I like the Cardinals at home. Always tough to beat them in the Bird Nest, man. Pretty tough.
Yeah, real tough. And, you know, we got Bradford back there playing at quarterback. So ambulances, be on alert.
Yeah, be on alert. Another guy with something to prove that he can stay healthy to a certain degree. Cowboys and Panthers, man. Dak and Cam. This is going to be a fun one, man. I think there's a lot of points scored in this one, to be honest with you. But I'm going to take the Panthers at home.
I'm going to take the Panthers at home. This is the best offensively talented team that Cam's had since I think he's been there. So I think Carolina wins this big. And watch Christian McCaffrey maybe have a big game.
Bears and Packers, man, the oldest rivalry in football, the Sunday night game. I'm going Green Bay, obviously, brother.
Wow, well, shocked the world there. I'm going Green Bay as well, but it's going to be fun to see what Khalil Mack can do against Green Bay.
I agree. Anyways, I hear that music means we got to take another quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back, wrap it up like we always do with final thoughts. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
It feels better and better every day. It is really fun to go out and make progress and feel progress. I mean, I'm a far cry from where I want to be. I've got a lot to work on. This team, we've got a lot to work on. But we're doing a great job of living in the moment, taking it day by day, not looking past what we've got going on at that time, at that place. And it's really fun to feel myself on a personal level get better and improve every day, and to see this team get better and improve.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. Appreciate those of you that have checked us out. We know you have choices, and we appreciate you checking us out here on a Sunday morning. Always live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time before your NFL action. And at this time, we always give our final shots or parting shots as we do. Before we do that, Mike, real quickly, Dorf's money would be on the Baltimore Ravens today. So if you're looking for a pick, that's my pick. I think the Ravens have the opportunity to be a pretty good football team. Mike, you're up. It's parting shot time, brother.
Well, my parting shot today is one near and dear to me. We lost, or a legend of college baseball called it quits this week up in Corvallis at Oregon State. My alma mater, Pat Casey, 3 national championships, 900 wins, 662 win percentage, 6 college World Series appearances, national coach of the year 4 times, 28 All-Americans he had, 5 Pac-12 championships. Tip your cap to Pat Casey for the job that he did at Oregon State.
That's amazing, man. Just very impressive numbers. Real quickly, my parting shot goes out to Serena Williams. Look, you lost it. You lost your mind. You lost your head. It happens. And I think the lesson to be learned from this is that, you know what? You got to keep your cool no matter what, even if you're the greatest player in the world. For Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side of the glass, and all the great clips that he had for us today, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. Catch me later tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time, on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Have a great day, everybody. This has been the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.